Welcome back to Good Food. Responsible philanthropic consumption. I'm all for it. So while you're thinking about what to pair with your wings and things on Super Bowl Sunday, consider Curate, a Pilsner collaboration between two brewing companies, Maine-based Allagash and Inglewood Brewery, Crowns and Hops. Benny Ashburn and Teo Hunter co-founded Crowns and Hops and have more on how you can help while drinking. Hi, two of you. It's so good to have you back.
Hello. Thank you for having us back.
So good to be on the line with you again and in the KCRW family.
Let's start with a statistic. How many breweries are Black owned?
Out of roughly 9,000 plus breweries in the U.S. now, less than 60 are Black owned. And this stat has been pretty consistent over the course of the past 5 years, ever since Benny and I have really been involved in trying to instigate diversity, inclusion, and ultimately racial equity in craft beer.
Let's talk about the collaboration first. Give us a little background on how it came about with Allagash.
Sure. Well, our friends at Allagash are just that, our friends. I actually developed a relationship with Rob Todd, the owner of Allagash, about 2 years ago in the middle of the pandemic, or actually in the heat of it. We met on a panel that we were both sitting on, and he heard about our 8 Trill initiative, which is the nonprofit Benny and I started, and really was just curious about what we were doing in a space and actively over the past few years has just been looking for ways to contribute. And ultimately, it culminated in us doing a collaboration beer called Curate, which blends their beer, Curio, which is a barrel-aged triple, with our 8 Trill Pils Pilsner. And we came up with a name that joins both of the recipes, Curate.
Oh, that sounds so delicious. Give me some tasting notes and some information about the alcohol content, et cetera.
Of course. Well, we like to consider it a deliciously curious beer. So if you're looking for something that's not as heavy as a Belgian triple, a Belgian barrel-aged triple, but something that's light and crisp, you found the perfect beer. We were able to combine both of these recipes and brew it and blend it at a 6.5% ABV. So it's going to be on par with many of the IPAs out in the market. But it's really for something I think people have always been inspired by in craft beer, which is the creativity. And I think creativity with a phenomenal cause is something that we've accomplished here.
Benny, could you tell us about the 8 Trill initiative that you co-founded? I understand proceeds from the sale of this collab are going to the development fund.
Yes, that is correct. The 8 Trill Initiative, which was launched in 2020, is a 501c3 nonprofit focusing on taking actionable steps to provide capital resources and opportunities for Black-owned beer brands, which ultimately can eliminate some of the barriers that many Black-owned entrepreneurs in craft beer have when starting their own business. And the proceeds from Curate will go to our 8 Trill Fund, which provides capital to Black-owned craft beers specifically to help them build sustainable businesses in the industry.
And tell us, why don't you break down some of the impediments that you're trying to help other Black breweries overcome?
Absolutely. So we like to consider ourselves a case study inside of the craft beer industry as we ourselves are continuing to build our Crowns and Hops brand. And we personally overcome a lot of obstacles as it relates to raising money and or partnerships in the brewing space or getting ingredients or marketing or even, you know, something as simple as legal. There's so many different verticals that you need to master to have a successful business. And our hope is that 8 Trill Initiative provides those resources and tools to make it a little bit easier to navigate successfully inside of the craft beer industry as a Black-owned brand.
Do you have an achievable goal set for amplifying Black voices in the industry?
Right now, we are focused on one very specific goal, and that's the goal of accomplishing 13% Black-owned brewing companies in our country. That number is representative of the amount of Black people that are currently in America, and we feel that in order to accomplish racial equity, one, we have to have a goal. We've been using the term less than 1% of the industry for way too long, and I think having that goal, which is audacious, it's a big number. You know, it's over 1,000 breweries. Whether we'll see it in our lifetime, you know, it probably won't happen. But if we can instigate that change and we can create a roadmap and a case study so that those who see it and witness it and enjoy it can follow in our footsteps and push and evolve this goal, I think we've done our job.
We last spoke in 2021. Have you seen the industry change at all since then in terms of racial equity?
I think we've seen a lot of willingness to change. We have friends in industry, Marcus Baskerville, who created the Black is Beautiful collaboration effort. We have a lot of friends throughout the industry have done similar initiatives. But what has been missing, in our opinion, is something that is consistent, something that has the continuity and metrics that allow for people to understand the impact of their efforts. And that's what we're looking to build with the 8Trill initiative.
How can we get our hands on this collaboration? Where is it available?
Curate is available in New York, Atlanta, in California, of course, in Portland, Maine, where Allagash is home, and at the Allagash Brewery as well. We're really excited about this collaboration. It's the first of our 8 Trillion Allies collaboration series, which partners some of these big breweries with Black-owned breweries to create equitable partnership opportunities.
Are there particular bottle shops here in LA where you know we'll be able to get our hands on it?
I think there's quite a few. Of course, you have Hank's Mini Market in Hyde Park, just outside of Inglewood. You have Hilo. You have Father's Office that'll have it on tap in all of their locations. There's going to be several opportunities, but the Allagash website should have a store locator that you can go in, put in your zip code, and it should allow you to find exactly where it's available. And enough can't be said about what Allagash is doing from participating in this, because it's not just the beer and the capital, but also sharing best practices and ultimately ways that we can leverage ourselves as Crowns and Hops Brewing Company and help others do the same.
How fabulous. Well, thank you so much, you two. Thanks for coming back and sharing this exciting initiative with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much for having us. Looking forward to pouring you a pint when you walk through Crown's Inglewood doors coming this fall.
Can't wait. That's Benny Ashburn and Teo Hunter, co-founders of Crowns and Hops Brewing Company. They continue to build legacy in their community and awareness of representation in the brewery industry. Check out their collaboration with Allagash Brewing Company. It's called Cure 8. That's Cur-8.